Hello and welcome to The Red Eye, a 3-minute update about high yield credit in Latin America. I'm Stephen Bodson from Red Intelligence. It's March 25th, 2024. Here's what you need to know to start your week. It was another busy week for the Chilean mobile operator WOM, which is trying to refinance bonds that come due in November. Turns out the company might sell assets to a bondholder or restructure its debt in a U.S. bankruptcy court proceeding through Chapter 11. If the company files for in-court restructuring in the U.S., it will also file in Chile. Moody's downgraded the company's ratings again last week to Caa3, citing WOM's weak liquidity and increased refinancing risk. The company postponed the release of its financial results for 2023 in order to provide more information on the refinancing process. Bondholders have reportedly hired Deschert as a legal advisor to help negotiate the debt. Another Chilean company, casino operator Enjoy, filed for protection from creditor lawsuits under Chapter 15 in the U.S. Chapter 15 lets U.S. courts recognize the reorganization process filed in another country. Enjoy went into restructuring in Chile because it was low on cash and was under a heavy financial burden. Last week, Enjoy said it had received non-binding offers for its casino and hotel assets in Chile and in Uruguay. Enjoy said that an international operator expressed interest in the Chilean unit as a single business operation. Bondholders of the Colombian financial service company Credivalores are organizing under the advisory firm Houlihan Lokey. They want better terms in the company's debt restructuring, including a clearer collateral package. Credivalores has offered to exchange existing bonds for new ones due 2029 with a 25% nominal haircut. In Mexico, a group of bondholders of the telecom company Total Play are also working with Houlihan Lokey. They plan to approach Total Play and ask for a private exchange. The company is said to be open to offers from any holder. Total Play privately exchanged more than $200 million of its bonds due 2025 for new ones due 2028 without extending that swap to the rest of the noteholders. Total Play could launch an offer in May, according to analysts. In Brazil, the government is discussing the possibility of a mega merger that would combine the country's three main airlines, Azul, Gol, and LATAM. The Brazilian Development Bank would likely ensure financial support for the merger, but the local antitrust regulator might pose an obstacle. Combined last year, the three airlines had a domestic market share in Brazil of 99.5%. Azul is already angling to buy Gol out of its ongoing bankruptcy proceeding in the U.S. Thanks for listening to The Red Eye. This will be the final episode of The Red Eye. Thanks to Julieta Valente and Maria Fernanda Blaser for producing this podcast for the past year. Thanks to Gabe DeSanctis, who wrote the theme music. And thanks to everyone at Red Intelligence for their support and for their reporting these stories that we've brought you on the podcast. That reporting continues. For all the latest news on emerging markets debt, you can still check out Red Intelligence at reddintelligence.com.